Changing body, mind, tatsurak, both has meaning of that is when I take hat off, that's boy. If you take your, it's kind of hot, isn't it?
It actually is.
It is. Raku is drop. Body and mind drop. Both have a sense of dropping. Raku is like when fruits are ripe in the autumn, naturally it drops. That motion is luck. In Sanskrit, this character, this in Chinese character, it is this tatsuraku is. Dialect of the Sanskrit word moksha. So in its deeper meaning of datsuraku, shinjin datsuraku is totally you say illumination, totally illuminated in religious notion, it is sensation of saved, fully saved. It's not like a person who got totally lost body and mind. Very rich experience. Shinjin datsuraku. When you sit, you say Chōshin, again Chōshin. Can I have a new page? Did I tell you about the three aspects of in the very beginning of the class, I spoke, maybe without writing. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Chōshin. Chō is taming, tuning, shin. Kyoshin. That is a body same as other Shinjin Datsuraku. Next comes Kyosoku. Looks similar. This part is same basically. Here you have Kokoro comes. Chōshin, Chōsoku, and then it comes Chishin. Is a Chishin. Three elements of sitting. If you, while you sit, always you work on these three bodily quality of your sitting. And breath, which is nothing but to your life is breathing, not necessarily you, but your life is breathing. And Chishin. This character, Chi, is from here to here you go. To reach to the point when you travel from Denver to Boulder, you try to pay attention. And finally you come to reach the border. That reach is this one. Mind reaches to something, somewhere. Kyoshin, Kyosoku. This character is strange character, self, mind, soku, breath. Self mind is written in that way. In Buddhist literature, usually we don't separate this character and this character, Shinjin, body and mind, not one either. You cannot mix it up. No. Obviously, you experience your bodily quality of your life. And the spiritual quality of your life. And these two are connected to with breath. Often I feel body is sitting here or sleeping in the bed, but this one travels everywhere. And this place pulls mind to body always. And the key point of sitting is this two character taming, like some when you are handed the guitar or violin, viola or cello, first thing you do is to tune the string, tuning. Same sense when you sit down, you just don't sit like this. You start to shape your physical position. About 5 minutes or so, you have to work on it. All muscles and bones in places. And you feel it is correct, it is best. Pretty soon you forget. You move to breath. First you check inside of your mouth and tongue expand in the dome of the mouth and no air remain. First several breaths you go through mouth, through breaths, about 7-10 breaths through mouth, and then you close your mouth, lips, and then through nose you breathe the same speed as you did through mouth. That is a soku. Bisoku, in the text I gave you, text of Fukanda Zengi, I think it was in Fukanda Zengi, Bisoku kasuka ni tsuzuru. No, you don't make a big sound of your breath through your nose. The smooth, fine breath go in and out, in and out. Most difficult subject because of invisible nature of our life quality is this mind. Unless you speak of your condition, no one can really understand where you are at. You also say, good morning, how are you? That calling is ready to listen to you, how your physical condition is, and mind condition is, and spiritual condition is. If you say, if you told, fine, and how are you? I'm not so fine, I stayed up too long. I ate something big meal in the late night. Don't feel good, my stomach. something like that. Unless you speak up something or express, no one can really understand where, how is your, those conditions are. Of course, everyone want to listen, hear from you. Very fine, slept well, ready to run, or ready to have a breakfast. Chō shin, chō soku, chi shin. Those three elements of our consistence covers most of attention, so you start from taming, tuning your body for sitting, and observe your breath after your posture is made, and chō soku, until you really start to appreciate that you are really alive and able to meditate. Many people don't care about it, too busy, you know, have to go to the office or class, looking at the watch and shove the food into you and run in into the car and get mad with heavy traffic. No. Before you start to get up, a few minutes you try these. No. And then you are ready to begin the day. So before you lie down, you touch this. Certainly everybody touch this sitting posture a moment. So you stop there and look back whether your day went all right, you didn't make so much mistakes in the sense of relationship. If you feel some turmoil, emotional turmoil, because you did some argument with somebody and left unfinished business, I cannot sleep, then you go to the telephone before you lie down and you're still awake, so sorry, it was my short temper, and finish up your day and then come to sit in the bed. That's the best place to meditate. And then slowly you go into lying position. If you read book, you don't read books in dim light. It's not good for your eyes. 5-10 minutes you can read, and then you put the books down. Again you go a few minutes of lying samadhi. We did only lying on your back last few times, but the lying posture could be lying on your right side down, recommended. Also lying down on your belly, which sometimes helps to go sleep. So meditative state, you can go into meditative state either from the breath or from the physical position, and appreciate what comes in your mind. That is the first thing I want to talk this evening. Anything you like to discuss tonight? Yes?
Death, dying, being here, I would love to know there.
My old mother is about 96 this January 4th, and I went to see my mother. My brother said she is always in ecstasy. Only what she say is when meal was brought to her bed, my brother's wife lift her back. So in these days, very cold, she put a kotatsu, a little warmer on her feet. In summertime, she has a little bed table to be served meal. Last few days, I have been thinking about her passing away. In Japan, we say kokotsukyo, realm of ecstasy, you go in. Between complete bardo and bardo is, you might say, chu-u. Chu-u is in might say hanging in there, between this world and total nirvana. You take a look in the Nimmappa Bardo Gelpa, a little different flavor it has. Tibetan Book of Death has a very kind instruction. And if you are accomplished master of those lineage, you can really help a dying person to guide, and even after death you can, the master instruct not to come back to finish up your mess, or you are able to go to the next journey. Because of we trust our fresh eye and their knowledge, because of we are in very extremely fast-paced world we live, so we tend to immediately forget. No, I don't want to see the dead body, no, or I don't even want to think about what happens after burial or cremation. But if you love go deep in, even after a person dies, your connection between you and that person become more and more powerful. 50 days, 100 days, 1 year, even 3, mostly this connection tie your relationship, for about 3 years. And that the image of the person who left you start to settle down within you. In our Zen tradition, we have a periodical commemoration from 7 days after 50 days, usually 49 days, we say, within 49 days, this person returns, like when a baby is dead, unborn, those babies easily come back, within 2 days, it's a Bardo period. Like you say, middle path, Madhyamika. U is to be or to exist or to sustain. So Chu in Bardo is between life and death. After death, still no spirit. Like warmth of your body remain, softness of your body still remain few days. Likewise, your spirit and effect of beloved ones you leave powerfully remain during those period. So In a tradition, we do shrine the person's photograph or name, little tablet of the name, if you don't have photos. And when you meditate, you change the clean water to offer. And of course, if you know the sutra, you offer the sutra, chanting, prayer, and safe departure. If you cook some nice meals, fresh, little portion of it, you, before you serve yourself, you serve the meal first to the person. It pacifies your mind and also the person, because you think body is dead, that person doesn't exist. Immediately we think that way. That's the limitation of our fresh eyes and short thoughts, so to speak, dark thoughts. It cannot go too far. But if your mind is really awake, your spirit eye, wisdom eye opens, you see the all those things from the past and future, and observe present moment of the world situation within it, see past, future, and present, you see all of them. So you might wonder where this person is gone. You might say dispersed, and all elements went to everywhere. And still you have a little question. Is that true? Is that really true? No. To me, my my parents, I was 7 years old when my father passed on, and still remember almost all experience I had with my father, still in my memory, touchables of my father's feet when he was going, passing away, reciting all monks and relatives, family, important people were gathering, and last teaching of the Buddha, he ordered to listen, and every disciples and temple representatives all recite three times this long sutra. And the end of it, he passed on. During that time, massaging his feet, still warmth remain, but it gives me chills everywhere in my body. You know. Massage very hard. That was a few days before Emperor Hirohito announced through radio that Japan gave up Second World War. When I make ink, always think about him sitting in front on his lap and helping to make this ink because of smell brings me to the 3-4 years old memory. And these days, when I get up and go to bathroom and look at my face in the mirror, and I say, "Oh no, my father came back." You know? So disappearing of the people is not somewhere else, you know. It goes into you, I think, you know, and settle down as your very important part.
You mentioned the part about the 3 years again?
3 years?
Yeah, because did the I think it's just been about 3 years, and then I talked to Tom and he said something about 3 years, and you just said something about 3 years, so I'm just curious about the 3 years.
Three, it's a very mysterious number. So many threes. Like triple treasure, as I said, the three elements of your sitting being, Trinity, the Father and yourself and the Spirit. Trikaya, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya. I think we like three, no? three makes nine. And when you count from 0 to 9, it's a complete number. Again, it goes. We say 1 and 0. That's a 10, but that is a new beginning. From 3 years, we go 7 years, and 13 years, 17 years, 23 years, 27 years, 33 years, 50 years, and we jump 100 years, like a ripple of water. When you put the rock in the pond, that's kind of advance of memory or actually effect of that person's life goes like that. So we commemorate those years. When you have many ancestors in your family, our temple in Kamo is about 450 years old temple from the founding time. So the still family member carries a record of their ancestor, and we tell each family that this year is your great grandfather's 50 years commemoration year. And they say, wow! So they all gather, family members scattered everywhere in Japan, and they gather usually midsummer time, and also the day, month they passed on, they passed on, people gather and appreciate their being on this earth because of the important ancestor supporting you. That kind of custom is getting very, very thin, fading away even in tight society in Japan. Still, people feel good, I think, to do this gathering. Mainly short ceremony, and they have a nice meal together. Anybody like to comment this question? What else do you know about three?
I just know about the grief part.
Grief?
Yes.
Yes.
That right after someone dies, it's hard to know they're still here because you're so concentrating on how awful you feel. So it's like, it's hard right away.
So not only sad to let go, but the hardest part is a lot of regret. No, you love that person so much, but why you are so, I shouldn't say you, why I'm so, I have been so mean and ignorant to extend your real love, express it more accurately. Lot of regret go along with sadness.
So I feel like I felt for me, it took a while for me to connect back because I was really with me so much. My regret, my sadness, that after a while you begin to sort of let go of that, and you really do have I've experienced better.
I cannot hear you. Yes. To the accident.